Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Westwood One Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. This is not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Before we begin the show today, I'm going to tell you what's coming up. We'll get to everything going on in the world of sports. Full intro in a moment. To everyone watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, I would like to apologize because I'm looking at myself right now on camera on VMix, which is our show program. And I do look like North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un with my hair right now. I know it's bad. I have a haircut coming up after the show. I'm actually, frankly, like Stephen A. Smith show back in the day, quite frankly, I'm embarrassed by myself right now. I hold myself and my physical appearance to a higher standard than this. It is not acceptable for me to look like Kim Jong-un doing a show for all of you. I promise I will do better tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Friday. Today is a Thursday. A tremendous football Thursday. And today on this Thursday, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all of it, including, hey, Trae Young.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Trae Young is now a Washington Wizard. Traded last night from the Atlanta Hawks to the Washington Wizards. And I'm going to tell all of you, you dear listener, you dear viewer, why this might be the funniest trade in the history of sports. If you have a sense of humor, and you love sports. If you check those two boxes, clear this very low bar, then you will at the very least have a smile on your face when we discuss the Trae Young trade from Atlanta to Washington. And from a sports perspective, I'm going to tell you why this is a win-win for both teams and what it means moving forward this season when we think about betting and think about what's going to happen for the 25-26 Hawks and the 25-26 Washington Wizards. We've got some more NBA to discuss today on the show because I see two teams right now, one in each conference. Neither the conference favorite that is percolating to the degree that I think both are worthy of your attention, you the listener, you the viewer, and perhaps worth a bet as well. Who are they and why? I will explain later in the program. Two tremendous guests will join us today on this tremendous Football Thursday to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win and be informed on the college football playoff. CBS Sports, Danny Cannell, coming up at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, an hour from now. And also next hour, Pro Sports Better, Joey Kanish, baby, on the college football playoff semis and wild card weekend in the National Football League. That's what we bring you here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Here is former college football legendary quarterback and NFL quarterback Danny Cannell to break down the games. And then here is very entertaining Pro Sports Better, Joey Kanish. That right there is wagertainment. Let's go on this Thursday. All my bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour of the Power Hour. It'll be the NBA. Got a little college basketball. And of course, we'll finalize the bet for Ole Miss and Miami in the Fiesta Bowl as playoff football is back. And it's back tonight. As a reminder to everybody, the new YouTube link for the show, youtube.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. We will still be streaming on the BetMGM Network YouTube page as well for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Starting Monday, youtube.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. There was a ton of interaction in the YouTube chats yesterday. It was magnificent. I loved it. I'm going to try and hop in during a bunch of breaks during the show and interact with all of you. So keep it coming. You've got thoughts on what we're talking about? Type them in the chats. You heard yesterday. I'm going to talk about it on the air. I'll shout you out. We'll get into the topic that you brought up, and I will give you my opinion on it. So whatever it is you've got in the YouTube chat, at any time during the show for the next 3 hours, to paraphrase Dumb and Dumber, send them in, and we'll discuss them on the air. YouTube.com/@thecostos. We are also on for the next 2 days, YouTube.com/@thebetmgmnetwork. And the phone number today to call in to talk NFL playoffs, college football playoffs, NBA, whatever tickles your fancy in the world of sports, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. But we officially begin the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet by celebrating football. I want everybody to bask in it. Revel in it. What we've got coming up tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. A salute to courage. Salute to the NFL. Kenny, bring it up. Are you ready for it? Who wants to watch and bet and talk about playoffs? Football. I do. And I'm guessing you do as well. Send in those YouTube comments. 310-840-4910. We're going to begin the show. I'm going to give you, for the next 40 minutes or so, 35 minutes or so, my thoughts, opinions, handicaps, bets on all five games in the NFL postseason, Saturday and Sunday. We'll save the thoughts on the Texans and Steelers in full for Monday's edition of You Better You Bet, where I've already bet the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5. That number is now 3. I still think the Steelers are worth betting at that number. I would never bet the Texans. Never. Not that they can't win or cover. Just think Pittsburgh's the bet in that game. More on that coming up on the Magnificent Football Monday edition of the show. So we will begin here with the NFL playoff analysis, where most things do, at the start. Unless you're George Lucas and you start your Star Wars saga with episode 4. So that would be like, hey, like let's start with Eagles 49ers, which is the second game on Sunday. No. Let's begin with the Rams and the Panthers in Carolina, Saturday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox with Joe Davis and Greg Olson. Like, I don't care that what I'm about to say is true. Like, I think Greg Olson has a serious affinity for the Carolina Panthers. I think he'd tell you that. Do I think there's a conflict of interest? No. Do I care? No. It's like Troy Aikman calling a Cowboys game. Just that I think it's a little interesting that the Panthers are here now with Greg Olson calling games on Fox in the number 2 slot. All lines, as always, that I'm going to give out here are courtesy of our show sponsor and our title sponsor, BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. The Los Angeles Rams, 10.5-point road favorites at the Carolina Panthers. Total of the game is 46.5. And big news here on the injury front for the LA Rams. As Devontae Adams back at practice. Practiced in full yesterday on Wednesday. And this is like the equivalent of giving Thanos an extra Infinity Stone. Like, hey, Matthew Stafford. Like, you played in an MVP level all season. You've already got Puka Nacua. You've already got the Power Stone. How about this? Here's the soul gem now. Here's Devontae Adams. The fadeaway stone. The red zone lock touchdown stone. The first and one at the first and goal from the one stone. Where he is a cheat code. He is going to score that touchdown. Devontae Adams looking to be back in this game for the Los Angeles Rams. Now, before I tell you what's going to happen in the game, let's hop in the old YBYBTM, the You Better You Bet time machine. And we don't have to go back that far. November 30th, year of our Lord, 2025. 5 weeks ago. When the Carolina Panthers upset the Rams in Carolina, 31-28. Matthew Stafford in that game, a couple back-breaking turnovers, including a defensive touchdown. The Rams in that game lost the turnover margin, 3-0. Carolina in that game went 7-for-15 on third down and 3-for-3 on fourth down. And all of this with this as well. The Rams averaged 7.4 yards per play and the Panthers 5.8. So the Rams on a down-by-down basis were better than the Carolina Panthers. But you lose the turnover battle by 3. And the opposition goes the 50% on third down and 100% on fourth down. And that's how you get to a situation like this, with the Panthers winning in upset fashion and David beating Goliath in that game back on November the 30th. But as Justin Timberlake once famously sang, "Don't be so quick to walk away." Great song, Rock Your Body. But as Justin Timberlake also famously sang, "What goes around, goes around, goes around." You know, it comes all the way back around. And I think that's what's going to happen here in this game. Now look, maybe the Rams turn it over again 3 times. Maybe Matthew Stafford, in what would be a clear departure from his MVP form the vast majority of the season, and there was a departure already against this team this year 5 weeks ago. Maybe he turns the ball over a bunch. And maybe, just maybe, the Carolina Panthers once again run hotter on third and fourth down than your buddy who's blackout drunk at a bachelor party in Las Vegas at the roulette table. We've all been there, and don't lie and say you haven't. Maybe that happens. And maybe David beats Goliath again. But what I see coming up on Saturday, this ain't a Disney movie. The underdog doesn't have to win. Sometimes, the bad guy wins. Not to insinuate that the Rams are the bad guy, but the Rams are the big bad in this game, and there can be no question about that. If we get even a slight regression from what we saw in the first game, where again, as I laid out, everything that could have gone wrong for the Rams went wrong. And everything that could have gone right for the Panthers went right. And that's a credit to Carolina. I'm not saying that the Panthers get no credit for that performance, get no credit for that win. But if things go even a little differently, the Rams are going to win this game. And I think, and I've been saying this for weeks, it's going to be the Rams or the Eagles that wins the Super Bowl. I'll take Philly if and when they play, and I think it's when they play in Philadelphia, either divisional weekend or championship Sunday. I'll take Philly, but I think it's one of those teams, either the Rams or the Eagles. Now, do I love laying 10.5 with the Rams? I can't say I'm like obsessed with that price. 10, I would be way more interested in the Rams. 9.5, I'd be knocking over women and children to make that bet. The way I want to play this game from a betting perspective, I want to use the Rams as a money line parlay piece. I think yes, Nick, I know. They're a huge favorite in the game. They're very likely to win. Are they going to win by more than 10? Maybe. But I do think they're going to win. And that's all I got to say about that. And just because some people will say that Dave Canales, who's the Panthers head coach, right? He was on the Seahawks coaching staff following the 2011 season where the Seahawks were an under 500 division champion and hosted an 11-5 New Orleans Saints team. I bet the Saints in that game. I remember watching with all my college friends. I got really stoned. I was really upset. It's the Beast Quake game. Great. Do I think that happens here? No, I don't. Like, the Rams can win the Super Bowl. I do not think they're losing on the road in Carolina.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that might be, as a famous country singer once said, I actually don't know who it is. Famous last words of a fool. I actually don't think that will be famous last words of a fool. Rams win, maybe they cover. Rams advance to round number two. Let's go to Saturday night, where, honestly, this is going to be the most traffic Amazon has had since the last time my wife logged onto the website to buy 7,000 things. I promise you this. There are, like, garbage heaps around the world that don't have as many cardboard boxes in them as there are in front of my house on a daily basis because my wife can't stop on Amazon. Anyway, Saturday night, Amazon Prime, 8 p.m., where this feels like the NFL saying, hey, Amazon, you get the short end of the stick every year with Thursday night games. We're going to give you the Packers and the Bears. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call for Green Bay at Chicago as a rivalry is renewed. Back in the playoffs together for the first time since the 2010 NFC Championship game where the Packers were on the road. 3.5-point favorite. I bet them. They won 21-14 as Jay Cutler got hurt. Caleb Haney came in and B.J. Raji did a dance in the end zone for the Green Bay Packers. Sorry to all the Bears fans for that bad memory. Green Bay right now at our show sponsor, BetMGM. A one-point road favorite, total in the game, 45.5. There is a chance, and we talked about this with Danny Parkins on the show yesterday, of snow in the forecast and maybe some wind. Now, the wind right now, and look, media, like weather is fickle, right? Like, who the hell knows what's going to happen? Right now, it doesn't look like the wind is going to be bad enough that it's going to mess up passing games. Because if it does, we get like 30-mile-per-hour winds. I think it helps Chicago, who's much more of a grinded-out team, I think, than the Green Bay Packers are, even with Josh Jacobs now healthy following the week off. But if this is not going to be a wind-impacted game, I think it absolutely favors the Green Bay Packers. And I do think it matters. And I think we might, after this game, we might say that Matt LaFleur outfoxed Ben Johnson. Now, I don't blame Ben Johnson and the Bears for trying to win last Sunday. And the Eagles lost anyway, so it didn't matter. And Chicago got the 2 seed. I don't necessarily blame the Bears for trying to win that game. But they lost. DJ Moore's banged up. Like, the injury report's a little lengthy for Chicago. Rome Odunze may not play in the game, not because of Sunday, but just saying. Matt LaFleur said, you know what? We're the 7 seed. We're resting everybody. This is a glorified bye week for the starters for the Green Bay Packers. They lost in Minnesota. Who cares? Doesn't matter at all. They're the 7 seed, no matter what. So now, you get rested Josh Jacobs. And now, you get rested Jordan Love. And you get a rested Green Bay Packers team. And if the wind is not significant in this game, dun, dun, da, 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 dun, go, Pack, go. Yeah, I like Green Bay. Do you like the Packers or the Bears? The Rams or the Panthers, from a betting perspective? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos to chime in. I won money on the Chicago Bears this season. I don't win all my bets, but I do want to say, like, I liked the Bears coming into the year. Bet them to make the playoffs. Bet them to win the NFC North. I also bet the Vikings to win the NFC North. That was a loser. But I loved the Bears all season. And if you've been listening to the show or watching the show for any amount of time, you know that I'm in on the Bears. And I think they're going to be a problem for years to come. But this version of the Bears, it is not ready for prime time. Not ready for their close-up, Mr. DeVille. No way. And I think you're going to get a really good Jordan Love game, provided the weather holds up on Saturday night in Chicago. So give me on Saturday night, and we'll have to wait. I want to make sure the weather is going to be okay. Because if the wind is bad, it favors Chicago. But if it's not, and it's not at this moment, I like the Packers to go into Chicago and beat the Bears, and potentially save the job of Matt LaFleur. Oh, baby. We are just scratching the surface here on this Thursday. Great guests to come. We're going to play you a ton of sound from the world of sports and otherwise later in the show. We will break down Ole Miss in Miami. We'll talk the Trae Young trade to the Washington Wizards. But on the other side, my thoughts and bets for the 3 Sunday games on wildcard weekend in the NFL, and we will start it off with the Bills and the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and I'm going to lay a take on you that is so hot, so smoldering, it might just melt your ass, and you're going to agree with it. You better you bet. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.